Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. Our quote of the day, failing at something doesn't scare me as much as never trying. That is from Dean Graziosi, our guest today. He is a celebrated real estate giant, self-empowerment guru, and Tony Robbins business partner. He is my dear friend who I partnered with at Date with Destiny, one of Tony Robbins seminars, and I've loved him ever since. So I'm super excited to have him on the show and share his wisdom with you. He is like a source of just incredible information. I remember when we were watching him on Business Mastery, you guys, and I forget what his section was about then, but it was so amazing, and I'm drawing a blank right now, and I said, we need to book him to talk about this on our show.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about today?
I think it was specific. No. It was what I remember from Dean, because he actually made a couple appearances, was specific strategies and finding kind of the other way that people aren't always seeing. So this was my actually big takeaway from the conference was his fishing trip, where he moved to a different part of the river to catch the biggest fish, even though no one else was catching them.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, perfect.
And how we can steal from other people who are marketing well, right? So it's like, we're doing a podcast, right? Look at how car salesmen are doing. You know, that was his. He talked about
learning other people's rather than stealing. Learning other people's methods in maybe a different arena than yours and apply it.
Yeah. Love that.
Learning and applying, not
borrowing.
Stealing.
Borrowing.
Anyhow, thank you guys for joining us as always. Hope you're having a great day wherever in this beautiful crazy world you live in. If you haven't hit subscribe, please do. If you're on YouTube right now, if you haven't followed us on Instagram, we have our new Instagram account at Better Together with Maria, and of course we have our Patreon. So if you haven't already joined Patreon, this is the moment to do it. We are starting our workshops, so along with the ad-free shows, which is awesome, and along with the extra content, we are doing the workshop. So we did a How to Be Your Own Guru session with Saad DeSimone. We're doing a session with Catherine Woodward Thomas, who wrote Conscious Uncoupling. She is going to do a two-part meditation to help us with triggering emotions, and we're going to do a Q&A with her, and we're going to do so much more. And then this week on Patreon, Kelsey and I are going to break down all of our clean beauty products. Mm-hmm. So people ask me all the time what I do for beauty. I'm finally sharing. So join us on Patreon. Go to my Instagram, at Maria Menounos, click the link tree, and it's so easy. You just click on Patreon and join us. That would be amazing. Okay. Dean Graziosi is a multiple New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur, and investor. He started or has been involved in 13 plus companies that have resulted in over $1 billion in revenue. For over 20 years, Dean's been dedicated to delivering self-education to those seeking transformation and success outside the normal path of traditional education, which we'll talk about. Recently, he and our mutual friend Tony Robbins launched the Knowledge Broker Blueprint with the goal of making self-education viable for millions, which is so important, especially now. So Dean Graziosi, thank you, my friend, for being here today.
Good to be here with you, Maria. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just a little of this, a little of that. I hear we're both snake hunters.
I saw that.
So Jeff, you'll love this. This morning when I was just kind of, when I'm prepping for an interview, I'll always kind of look at people's social media to see what they've been up to and anything that's interesting. And I see this video and it says snake hunter. And I go, what? So I clicked on it and I'm like watching Dean do exactly what I did, but with a massive snake, like massive. So if you want to see it, you can go to Dean Graziosi on Instagram and check it out. But damn, you got balls, my friend.
I hate snakes, especially it snapped at me twice. I had like the hair snapped in the back of my neck.
I didn't know. By the way, can you raise his volume for me? I didn't know he snapped at you till you told me that. And I was like, damn, I definitely would have been terrified after that. But he kind of cooperated with you once you kind of scooted him in.
Had somebody come and release him out into the desert. So all good.
I love it. I love it. So, Dean, I was telling everybody how we became friends at Tony Robbins. And I remember your passion for the kind of self-help space and all of that. And it feels like in the last few years, you've really put so much of your focus and attention in there. And just watching you on Business Mastery, it was unbelievable. You were my favorite outside of Tony. And not just because we're friends, but because you just have such a genuine way of explaining and caring and delivering messages. And I'll always have you in the back of my head from business, from Date with Destiny, when you said, what got you to Egypt won't get you to the promised land. And I use that as like a North Star all the time, because it's so easy for us who have had success in some arena to say, well, this is what got me here. And it's like, yeah, but is it going to get you to the next level? And this Knowledge Broker Blueprint that you guys launched, this whole self-education platform, is really important. And the thing I wanted to flag first for people is that you've done all of this and had this enormous success in your life, financially and career-wise, without a college education. And I think now more than ever, it's so important for people to hear your message, your story, and then what you guys are doing with that, because people are suffering financially and we haven't even started yet.
I know. And here's the thing. First off, awesome to be here with you, Maria. The COVID, we haven't had a chance to all hang out, so that should happen soon. But here's what I want to share, right? We all have different ways to learn, right? And I think we've been programmed for so many years that it's traditional, you know, elementary, middle, high school, and then college, and that's the way to success. And I'm not knocking that path and that journey if that's the path you took or that's the path you're going to take. But there's a whole world out there of us that's not the path that works for us. You know, I struggled in high school. I struggled. I had dyslexia really bad. I didn't even think college was an option for me. And you know, even, and the world has changed a lot, but I remember going to my guidance counselor and saying, I'm not taking my SATs because I'm definitely not going to college. And she suggested I get a job at the local factory at minimum wage. It was either like college and, you know, the sky parts, the clouds, the sun comes through and life is wonderful, or, you know, go work at the factory, drink a six pack, go home and kick your dog. Like, that's how I felt she was looking at me. Like, and she looked at me differently walking down the hall after I told her that. Wow. And I think we all have our own journey and we all have our own story. But whether you went to college, decide to go or not, self-education is really specialized knowledge, right? It's learning what you need to know, not all the things you may never use, right? So the reason I'm such an advocate for it, Maria, is because in my early 20s, I discovered Tony Robbins and Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Oprah and business books and strategies. And that stuff landed on me so simply. Like, I could hear it and go do it.
And how did you get on the path with them so young? Like, I feel like I've gotten on the path with them, you know, in my 30s, but yeah. You got there way long ago.
And I have to tell you, it was Tony. I mean, I started.
That's right. Because Tony introduced me to so many people too. Okay, there we go. Sorry.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, it was first I realized, and this is just something we all get. Like, I'm not telling you anything. Everybody listening and watching, I'm not telling you anything you already know, but at a young age, I watched both my parents work really hard to make nothing. My dad fixed cars. My mom, they were separated when I was two, but my mom cut hair, cleaned houses, and painted houses. Both of them worked till 9 o'clock at night and came home, and neither of them had anything. So at a young age, I really figured out that hard work had nothing to do with success. Hard work in the right area had a lot to do with success. There's no such thing as luck, and you can't be lazy, and you got to work harder than you think. But both my parents ran on a treadmill. And I was lucky enough to equate that there was people in my town that were older that had more success, had more happiness. They weren't frustrated like my parents. And I started adopting and hanging out with people 60, 70, 80 years old. Literally, one of my dear friends, he was 82 years old, Mark Miller, when I was in my early 20s. And wow. I realized that they just had different habits and different beliefs. And a lot of the beliefs they had, my dad would call, oh, that's foo-foo, you're dreaming, be realistic, right? And not because my dad was a bad guy, he was the youngest of 12, born during the Depression, like didn't have anything, and that's the way he was programmed.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my runway, Maria. And I already started getting momentum. I already started having success, more success than my family. I was giving my mom and dad money already by my early 20s. I was supporting them and helping them. But then all of a sudden I watched an infomercial, bought Tony Robbins' course, and it just shifted me. Like, I paid for knowledge, and that knowledge made me a different human being. And that's, 2 years later, I had my own infomercial on TV sharing knowledge. And it just put me in this industry. And it's, you know, it's something I'm such an advocate for, because how many people right now took the traditional education path and they have no idea what to do, but there's specialized knowledge out there from people who have already been there, already forged the path, already failed miserably, already had great success, and they're willing to share it. So why learn on your own? Why learn sometimes in the traditional path when you could spend a day, a weekend, read a book, buy a course, and start off where they left off?
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Yeah. Well, also, not only do they have that, they also have a lot of debt. And yeah. Kevin is a big proponent of not having debt because of college, because the truth is, like, business mastery, we learned so much in that couple of days, and like hardcore applicable detailed information about how to build your business. I mean, 4 years at, you know, any kind of business school would probably not have given me, and I only say that because I've never gone to business school, would probably never have given me what I got in those 5 days of business mastery.
Right. true story. And the world has changed because now we have the ability, listen, this isn't knocking schools, but they have grown linearly and our world is growing exponentially, right? It's the whole penny a day doubled or a dollar a day. Like the school system is a dollar a day. The world and technology is moving at a double rate, you know, like a penny doubled, which turns out to be insane amounts of money you can't even count, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same way with college. So right now, if you Google online, one of the trending comments for college students is that by the time the ink dries on their diploma, what they learned is already outdated.
Ooh.
And the world is teaching us stuff that we could Google. They're teaching us stuff that we don't need. And that's why the CEO of IBM, CEO of Facebook, Google, they're not caring about college degrees anymore. They're caring about people who have learned specialized knowledge, right? Like, if you want to go deep and learn how to be a hairstylist, an IT, better in sales, do a podcast, write a book, you can go to school for 4 years to be great in all those things to write a book, or you could get a course from someone who's a multiple New York Times bestselling author and over a weekend learn the specialized knowledge. And it's just, that's the way the world's going. It's mm-hmm. not, if you're a traditional educator, you might be listening to what I'm saying and you're cringing right now. But unfortunately, it's the way it's going, and it's the way people are voting with their wallets, because people are exiting college faster than ever before. And where are they turning to? They want to go to a business mastery and have total immersion for 5 days to learn how to thrive in their business, not go back to school and spend $100,000 on a master's degree that doesn't do anything for them. I mean, it's unfortunate for some, but it's the way the world's moving, and you either get in front of it or you're left behind.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know even with us, like, we've grown probably like 50% in followers since, and I mean our numbers, we did the 10-10-10, we blew that away in like 3 days, and then we kept growing and growing and growing because we were applying all of these things, and also our focus was there, and now we heard from the best minds in the world what to do, what not to do, and you just make those little changes and it just goes from there. But I don't think a lot of people, you know, realize that these options are available, right? Like, I never knew about Business Mastery before Derek told me to go to Date with Destiny or UPW, and Derek being my Dancing with the Stars partner. I never knew this stuff existed. And so I think when people hear about, you know, Knowledge Broker Blueprint, I don't know exactly what you guys are doing, but it sounds like it's a similar thing. So explain that so people know what is available, because right now, you know, I mean, listen, I'm not a predictor, but I'm hearing a lot about where we're going, right? I mean, in November, when the election comes, no one's getting that extra payment anymore. It's over, right? We're going to have a financial crisis, I believe. And it's going to be really painful for people. So college might not be a thing for people, might not be available. So instead of putting, you know, $100,000 away for an education or whatever, you can spend a small amount and actually get something even better. I don't know. That's my thought.
That's kind of what we decided. So Tony, you know, I bought his self-education. I guess that's the best way. I bought knowledge from him, right? I sent in a couple $100 20 something years ago and I got information. Mm-hmm. My dad told me I was crazy and said I should get a refund, right? But knowledge is the new currency. So let's just look at that, right? If you can talk to somebody who's already been there, if I wanted to do a podcast and I'd never done one before, if I could spend a weekend with Maria and Kevin, mm-hmm. obsessing all weekend and talking about how they made such an incredible podcast, what would be more valuable? Me spending 2 years trying to figure it out, me reading books on it, or spending a weekend with Maria and Kevin? And even if they said it's $20,000 for the weekend, mm-hmm. would you spend the weekend to have the skill set and the capabilities and avoid the potholes and have the roadmap to a successful podcast? Hell yes. And that's what the world's realizing.
Yeah.
Tony realized this over 40 years ago with his mentor, Jim Rohn. He used every dollar he could to go to an event, just like we went to, Maria. Mm-hmm. He went to Jim Rohn event, it changed his life. 20 years later, 18 years later, I went to a Tony event, it changed my life. And then we became best friends. Him and I talked every day. And about 4 years ago, we had never done business together on purpose because we both have our own companies and we're doing lots of stuff. But 4 years ago, we decided the world needs to be more exposed to the self-education, specialized knowledge that's out there. And that was really our mission. It's become a movement since then. And what we really created the blueprint to teach people how to share the knowledge that they've accumulated. If you're and I'm not selling this right now, I'm just sharing with you that right now you have a skill, a hobby, a passion, an expertise, or you went through a really messy situation and you're on the other side and someone's starting with that messy situation. Mm-hmm. You can help them avoid the potholes. You can share, I mean, we have over 4,500 different niches of people teaching, from hair cutting to fly fishing, to sales, to fixing a divorce, to having your kids thrive through a divorce, or eating vegan, or yoga at home, or Pilates, or trimester four for moms so you don't get depressed, like every niche possible. I mean, I'll give you an example. We teach people how to extract what they know and share it with the world so they can help the world go faster and create success for themselves at the same time, right? But I want to give you an example. This last week, my wife and I have a 6-month-old, little Luca, right? Luca has eczema and it's pretty bad. This last week, my wife bought a course from one of our students about eczema. She wasn't a doctor, she wasn't a nurse, Maria. She had a son with eczema and she hated putting steroids on him and giving him steroids.
Yep.
So she obsessed for 6 months and found all these natural ways, from probiotics to creams, to all this stuff. And she cured her son naturally. She created a course in her kitchen. My wife paid $300 for it, and my wife sat at the kitchen table, went through the entire course. She shifted all the foods. And this amazing woman shared her mess that became a message. My daughter last week was taking a...
Did it work?
Yes, and they're in the process right now. So it's like she shifted everything from even the little things that this woman discovered, right?
Well, Kelsey's my got daughter, a good one. Kelsey, what's your quick advice? Go for it.
So I used to get it really bad as a baby, Dean, and my mom would combine Neosporin, an athlete's like fungal cream, and a hydrocortisone. The three of those, she would call it my miracle cream, and it still to this day works.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you're so welcome. I'm curious. Let us know.
I know I have some healers that have fixed this, and I'm trying to access that in my brain, but I'm going to remember it after, and I'm going to find it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So long story short is more people are what we wanted to really do with this movement, Maria, to make a long story short, is we wanted to shake people and let everybody realize that if you have knowledge in your head, you're really doing the world a disservice if you're not extracting it and sharing. Because somebody's starting off on day one where you were 10 years ago. And I mean, it's that old saying, if you could go back and spend a day with your 10-year-old younger self, what would that be worth to you, Maria? Totally. What would that be worth to any of us listening? Like, oh my God. If I go back to my 20-year-old self, well, there's a lot of those 20, 30, 40-year-olds starting on day one, and you could give them the fast track if you would just share.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Share what you know. And that's kind of the drum we've been beating, and it's turned into a movement. I mean, we did 2 of the largest online trainings in history. Our last one had 350,000 people live. Like the world is ready for it. And they're saying, I don't want to learn through my own trial and error. I don't want to go back to college. I just want to learn from someone who's already done it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about.
So that's interesting, because that's kind of what we do here, is we bring in the best of the best to help people with all of these, you know, varying issues, get access to the greats. But what's interesting is what you guys have created is helping both sides, right? So you're helping the person who needs it. But right now, we're in a time where people have lost their jobs. They've lost their purpose. They don't know what they're supposed to do. And this is so purpose-driven that it's kind of amazing that it was funny. I heard something on Jenna Kutcher's podcast, and it might have been an ad for this. Did you guys place ads for this on there?
Yes.
Okay. Now I understand what it was, because... Yeah. I really was fascinated by the idea that everybody has something they can share to help someone along on their path. And, you know, what I've been doing the last couple of years since I and my mom have dealt with the brain tumors is I've been coaching people through brain surgery. And I've been coaching people through their cancer journeys because I've put my full focus and attention on saving my mom and trying to find ways to optimize her immune system so she could handle the barrage of, you know, treatments. And we've had really incredible success for her to be here more than 4 years with glioblastoma, stage 4 brain cancer, is a miracle. And so I share that with people, but I think that there's probably a way, like through something like this, to reach more people and do it in a more organized fashion. Because I'll tell you, Dean, it is not really easy to do 90-minute sessions one-on-one with every stranger that comes across my path. And I do it because I want to help them.
I'm going to send you our course.
Yeah.
And you would honor me by going through it, and it'll change your life.
Okay.
It's honestly great. It's one of the greatest things Tony and I have ever created. He loves it. I love it. We have 60 years in this industry together. I have 22. He's got 40. We got 62 years. Yeah. We just created a process to go, oh my God, I did go through that experience. Yeah. Oh my God, I could help other people, and how to do it in a way where it's one to many and it's replicatable, and how to identify the people out there in the world that need it. And here's the cool part of what it's like. We didn't know this was coming with the COVID and all the shifts in the world, but all of this is done virtually. Mm-hmm. So we have people in 150 countries in 4,600 different niches, extracting what they know and teaching it to other people. And they have the ability. I mean, what better way to serve than what you do, Maria? You bring experts here. People gain this knowledge and be able to shift their life, right? You're in the knowledge industry, whether you realize it or not, yeah. Right? So we get to help people go in an industry that's growing, that they can do from home, that they get to serve from their heart and still monetize it at the same time, right? It's like, it's why we love it so much.
Yeah, well, it was meant to be. The timing is obvious. So that's pretty friggin' cool. I just think it's so interesting. I think about our journeys, and I remember we're both in the audience seeking help from Tony.
Yeah.
And then we're both kind of on the other side now, where we're friends with him and working with him. So even I came in, as you know, to the virtual seminar and spoke, and they want to do more stuff with me, which we actually should be speaking about offline anyway. And it was just so cool to see you're running his company. You figured out how to transform Tony's business in a way where I know he needed it transformed for so long, because one human cannot possibly do all of what he was doing. I mean, he was possibly doing it, but, you know,
it wasn't sustainable.
It's not sustainable. I mean, his body was breaking down. So now that virtual event that you put together, guys, this was Dean's brainchild, FYI.
Wow. We were there, Dean. I'm not just saying this to gas you up. It was pretty life-changing. I mean, Maria told you what it's done to our show. So thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Oh, go ahead, Maria.
No, but it's amazing that you're not even someone in production, Dean. Mm-hmm. Like a producer, someone who's been me, I've been in production on the other side for 2 decades, right? You figured out how to do this, executed on the highest level where 23,000 people are joining globally, and the emotion was there, the connection was there. Like, it was such a moment where I was like, oh gosh, is this going to work? Is it going to work? Are we going to feel it? Am I going to suck because I don't feel the human connection with people? You know, like it was unbelievable. And so kudos to you, because we will be able to have Tony for a lot longer than we probably were going to.
And the truth of the matter is, the man has done so much for me, and he's such a good human. And I love him like a brother. And what happened is, they've been doing live events for almost 40 years. And if you figure you're doing events for 40 years, you cannot talk to a business person that's over 30 that doesn't have a Tony Robbins experience. It mm-hmm. just doesn't exist. Doesn't matter where you go. Him and I, we could go to basketball games, go anywhere, and people come up that are from 60 years old to 30 and say, my life transformed. I got off drugs. I fixed my marriage. I have a $200 million company. Tony, thank you. In 1986, in 1992, mm-hmm. in 2005. Like, he's just been a part of our world for so long, right? And impacted me as well. And when the world shifted with COVID, they'd been doing live events for so long, better than anyone on the planet. But they had been doing it some way, certain way, that it was like, who moved my cheese? Like, the cheese got moved. And I'm going to tell you, they have an incredible team, but a lot of them are kind of sitting there like, okay, we need our cheese back. When is the world going to open? Let's move to California. No, they won't. Let's go to Arizona. Let's try Las Vegas. And when I came in and said, Tone, we got to go virtual, brother. And he's like, we could never go virtual, because you know how he gets in people's faces mm-hmm. and transforms their lives. And he's like, I can't do it. It won't translate. So I coaxed him, and I flew up to North Carolina, and he flew up there and saw a smaller Zoom room. And finally I watched him flip, and he's like, we can do this, can't we? And then he started brainstorming on how the space would look. And then my job was to put the butts in the seats. And we did a campaign, we did a challenge, and we sold out. We couldn't go any further than 22,000 people. It was the max we could do on Zoom. But it was the biggest UPW in history. And I have to tell you, everybody who had been to UPWs, they said it was their favorite because they got to experience it in their living room next to their husbands, mm-hmm. next to their wives. They had their kids. If you watch kids jumping up and down yeah. and breaking boards, it was absolutely something spectacular. And now you're right. Now Tony doesn't have to be on the road 280 days a year and has the ability to have a studio right down the street from his house. Yeah. And I think I appreciate that. And I feel really grateful that my 35 years being in business was able to help out a friend. And I originally just jumped in to help out a friend. And then Tony's like, could you run the whole thing? And now I'm helping Tony and running his business and working with him hand in hand, plus the business we own together, plus my business. It's crazy times.
And a 6-month-old.
Everybody, if you could have a takeaway from today, right? When you listen to an audio like this and you're listening to a podcast, I know you have lots of other options. So thanks for being with Maria and I. And when I say it, when you listen to so many things, take what serves you and throw the rest away. And the one thing I think you could get out of that is we don't realize that when the world shifts like it just has, and it's going to continue to shift, we don't realize that we subconsciously hold on to what used to be. And what I want to encourage you, and maybe I could share a few things, but is you need to pivot and shift in a way that most people don't. And if you think you already have, I bet you have it at the level you need to, mm-hmm. because these are those moments that we're either left behind or we come out and be able to help those around us. And I think this is one of those moments that I've only seen kind of once in my entire career. Like this is a huge shift. And Maria, you hit the nail on the head. We haven't even seen the shift. Everybody thinks because we're 6 months in, we haven't seen, this is a compounding effect. And when it starts to hit, I think we're going to feel it more, but you don't have to be scared. You don't have to feel uncertain. You just got to build the muscle to know that it's time to get up and go look for new cheese.
Yeah. So how do you advise people to deal with the uncertainty and to realize when they're trying to hold on to the cheese and go find, you know, something else?
You know, I know this boils down to the things we both know. And if you listen to Maria, you already know this, but I want to share the number one thing you got to shift is your focus and your beliefs, right? The next is be an investigative reporter, discover new industries that are evolving, like the knowledge industry and other things online that are growing exponentially. Like what is the next Uber compared to taxis? What's the next Blockbuster, or what's the next Amazon or Netflix, right? So you need to be an investigative reporter and kind of look through things. We need to live more offensively than defensively. When the world shifts like this, we start backing up and figuring out how we could solve problems rather than working on where we should go. But if you just take focus and beliefs, I'm gonna tell you a simple story and then we can have a great conversation for that. But this is a true story in Utah, in Salt Lake City, Utah. I have a friend of mine that lives there, and he knows two families that own restaurants. They're about 3 miles apart on opposite sides of the street. And if you don't believe beliefs and focus is everything in a time like this, you're wrong, because two restaurants, COVID hits. The one restaurant, the gentleman had owned it for many years. He said he was just mad. He was blaming China, Trump, everything possible. He didn't get his PPP money, the money, the stimulus. He missed the deadline and had a shutdown, and just angry and pissed and just mad. 3 miles down the same road in Salt Lake City.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
On the other side of the street, some brothers owned a barbecue restaurant. The weekend they were shut down, they all went to Lowe's and Home Depot, or one or the other, They got wood and they built this cool outside drive-through. They went inside, Maria, and they moved the stoves and kitchen and all around so everybody could be 6 feet apart. They opened up 48 hours later, and my buddy Randy told me to get barbecue, you got to wait in line for an hour, right? So let's just think about this. What is the difference between the two? Was it one had a better restaurant, one had a better sign? Was it the logo? It had nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. One person, as Tony says, it was the end, and someone else, it was a beginning.
Yep.
Right? And what it was just innovation. It was focus. It was the belief that they could. And I could picture like 5 years from now, the one guy says, if somebody brings up 2020, says, oh my God, 2020, that COVID, that president, China, they ruined my life. I went out of business. I had a 20-year business. I can't believe it. And the other guy says, oh my God, COVID, we converted to drive-throughs. Now we got 22 stores. We're thriving like crazy. So when someone says it's COVID, it's not, it's your belief around COVID. When someone says it's race relations, it's not, it's your belief around the situation. When someone says it's the election coming up, no, it's your belief around the election. As hard as that sounds, it's why I read personal growth still every day. I mean, I write books on it. I'm multiple New York Times bestselling author on it, but I still listen and read and go to Date with Destiny and UPW and other stuff, because if we don't stay in the right place here, we fall back to that, I'm going to sit here until the world fixes it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's interesting because I remember even with our business at AfterBuzz TV, so we produce about 150 hours of programming a week. I felt what was coming. Like, I knew New York was going to quarantine at least a week before anybody else did. And I was like, guys, you guys are going to be in quarantine. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, you're going to be in quarantine. So we, within 24 hours, shifted to Zoom. Everyone quarantined in the house, worked together. We set up an engineer booth of like a, you know, bunch of desks, and we didn't even miss one day of production. We were back up. But that is us just kind of being like, we're not going to stop. Oh, this is just, this is the new circumstance. Okay, cool. We're going to shift this way because we saw the possibility. I remember telling Kevin, I'm like, all right, honey, I've already done the prototype. We're going to do Zoom. It's going to be great. Steven and I just tested, and he goes, Zoom. And I had already started Zoom meetings because of brain surgery. So instead of running around the city to talk to people or take meetings, I had changed my lifestyle and I started doing Zooms, and people were looking at me like I was kooky, but I was like, why am I going to drive an hour to come talk to you when I can talk to you like this? This is the same thing. And now nobody has to worry and stress and the parking and the this and the that. So I had it in the back of my head instantly. But I think that you're right. It's really what we believe, and are we going to succumb? Yeah. Or are we going to, like, you know, push forward?
Our brain, I mean, I believe, I know it sounds crazy, but I believe most of us, I think I was born a pessimist that my brain wants to tell me what's wrong. And I've worked my entire life to be an optimist to figure out what could be right. Like, when things go sideways, my focus wants to go, oh my God, we got to go virtual. My team's not, I mean, I have an office. I'm in my office right now. We built a brand new office for our 100 employees, and there's 4 people here. We went virtual. We had to, right? But your brain can either go to, I can't believe all these things, and what am I losing, and who's taking it away from me, and whose fault it is. Or when that happens, we have to train our brain to go, what is the new opportunity? How could I do it virtually? How could we create? And it's, listen, the two things that'll save you is innovation and resourcefulness in times like that. And what allows them to happen is get into your personal growth. Like, the reason you shifted so quick, Maria, is because you've been working on your personal growth, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, you've been working on this, the brain muscle, right? On a regular basis. You don't just read a book and then hope the rest of your life is good, right? We practice this on a regular basis. And I think that's a great encouragement to, you know, work on those things, because most of the time strategy doesn't get you out of a situation like this alone. You can strategize all you want, but if deep down you're scared, you're uncertain, you don't take confident action, you work on defense, not offense, you're trying to protect what you have rather than going where you need to go, you'll slip and you'll fall behind.
Yeah. Well, I have said this many times, and I said it at UPW. If I hadn't done the work at UPW, at Day with Destiny, all the self-help books that I've read, I wouldn't have been prepared for the worst moments of my life with my mom and I. I went through those with so much more grace and so much more ease because I knew these things were happening for me, not to me. And when you adopt that, you know, mentality and use that tool, because it's a tool,
Because there have been things that I've heard where I'm like, I don't know how this was for someone. This was definitely not for you. This is absolutely the most horrendous criminal thing I've ever heard of. And, you know, in those moments, I reach out to people. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure this one out. And I asked Kevin once and he goes, it's because it's a tool, Maria. And I go, oh, okay. But I wouldn't have been able to handle all of this if I hadn't done that. And that's why we're here every day, to help people get those tools and put them in their little toolbox so that you're prepared for that moment.
And you know, the last thing I want to share, and I watched that with you, Maria, because we became friends, and I watched how elegantly you handled some of the hardest things in the world. Thanks. I know how close you are to your family and your mom, and then simultaneously you deal with it with yourself, and you handle it in a way that, you know, I was cheering with you. You know, I was cheering for you from afar, and I'd send you messages once in a while, but I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
And right, you were prepared for that because of just the things you went through, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to share one last thing here, is if you're listening to this right now and you say, Dean, that sounds great, Maria, that sounds great, but I'm in a really tough spot and my business isn't like yours and I could switch it. I just want to tell you, Tony Robbins, who we both admire, who really impacted my life. I want to tell you, when the world shifted, Tony was going through grief. He'll be the first one to tell you. He was sitting on his hands, mad, like mad at the governor of California for canceling his date, mad that Arizona said they were going to do it and they couldn't. He was like furious. Like, I'd be on the phone with him and he'd be charged up about COVID. And he didn't even realize that he was experiencing the stages of grief. Like, he was mad, then he got sad. Because listen, this is a man that doesn't need a dollar to live a crazy life for the rest of his life. He does this because he's got a heart to serve. He wants to impact as many lives as he can until the end, right? So for him to take away service, like to take away shaking people up and giving them what they need, it's like taking away his soul.
Yeah.
So he was going through all these levels of grief, but the journey now, if you ask him, he's truly grateful that this COVID, not grateful for COVID, you know what I mean? But grateful that this made him stop and pivot. And now in the last 3 months, he's touched more lives than he has in any 3 month period of his entire career.
Yeah.
Right.
And from a more home. Powerful way, because what you said earlier is what I said to him. So, he getting people in their homes. That's why TV stars have much more impact on people than movie stars. Movie stars are untouchable. TV stars are in your living room with you. That's why people feel like they know you. Right. And so with Tony, we would go home to our significant others and be like, oh my God, he said this and he said that. And they thought we were nuts. And yeah. And so now everybody got to be a part of it and you get to see everyone getting on the same page. It's like a domino effect. So it's the power of this is so much greater. And I love, you know, even hearing that the teacher had to become the student in that moment, right? Because no one's perfect. Even some, you know, we're always good at helping other people. And then sometimes on our own, it's like in a moment we have, it takes us a second to pivot as well. But this was for his greater good and for everyone's greater good. So it's, are you going to pivot with it?
Yeah.
Cause complaining isn't going to get you anything.
Yeah. And just be, you know, I know it's a silly term, but be an investigative reporter. If you're feeling a certain way, I'm telling you, my kids are 6 months, 11 and 13. And my 11 and 13 year old, I say, focus on the fix. Like when something goes sideways with my kids, like, ah, my son wants to focus on why it went wrong. Who spilled the milk? Whose fault is it? What it'll do. And I always like, hey bro, I call him bro. I'm like, bro, we got to focus on the fix. And as simple as that sounds, in times like these, we have to focus on a new path. Because listen, Humpty Dumpty is broke. We don't know if America or the world will ever go back to the way it used to. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to travel like I used to. I was on the road way too much. And now I have a new boy and my daughter's going to be 14. I'm not going anywhere. I'm the Zoom king from this point forward. It's why we built that studio for Tony and I built one here in my office. Like, my world has changed. So many other people. So know that it may never go back to the way it was. And the last three words that I've been using a lot lately, Maria, and they've really helped me, is in times like these, we need to take uncomfortable, imperfect, courageous action. Mm-mm. Because a lot of times we've gotten a hypnotic rhythm of our life and we're not upset anymore. We're not nervous anymore. We're not uncomfortable anymore. We kind of just got it dialed. Get even excited about taking uncomfortable butterfly action, right? Because, and if you really think of it, isn't that when we feel the most alive? Like when you just do the same thing over and over, you think that's what you want? everybody I know that retires hates their life, or they put on 30 pounds and they're miserable. And then within 2 years, they're looking to get back.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts, with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Back in. Mm-hmm. We're all looking for that opportunity to solve problems, to overcome obstacles, to navigate new territory, to solve things that no one else can solve. So take that nervous energy, that uncomfortable, imperfect, courageous action, and be excited about it, and know that you have to shift. We have to be innovative, yeah, and we have to be resourceful.
Well, and what else was going to happen that would stop everybody globally in their tracks to reassess, right? Like even a Tony, he wanted different things, but his hamster wheel was going a million miles a minute. He wasn't able to jump off and to kind of look at things and assess it differently. He had to just keep feeding the beast, right? So this, yep, stopped him in his tracks. I was telling Kevin last night about something that's going on with him. I go, you were like the dog you couldn't put down. Like this is happening for you to reassess for the rest of your life. Like you can't keep going the way you were going. What got you to Egypt isn't going to get you to the promised land. You want to go to the promised land, right? He's like, yeah. And I go, okay, this is your time to just sit. Stop trying to do, sit and really think and explore what you really want in your life and who you want to give to and what you want to leave as an impact, and then figure out what that new path is, because the old path isn't going to work anymore. And so Tony's a great example of finding that new path and this being such a good thing, right? You can, yeah, from pain comes growth. And so it was a painful thing, but.
Yeah. It's so funny. You and I are so aligned on that. I said, when we've been so busy, none of us have had a chance to really look at our lives. And what I see a lot of people saying, I don't want to go back to my old life. Mm-hmm. I just 18 years in a job that I realize is not me, or it doesn't serve me. It doesn't serve my family. I haven't been the husband, the wife, the father, the mother that I wanted to be. And if that's what the universe gave us, if that's the only thing you can hold on to, then hear that and see where can you go, right? The world is going to continue. That's an absolute fact. Yep. We will get past this. That's an absolute fact. The question is, who will you be when we get past this, right? Someone who hovered and waited till it went back close to norm, or someone who became innovative and disturbed within action. Like that's another word I love to use. I love being disturbed within action. Like if this is what the world, the universe, God has given us, I want to be disturbed if I'm not trying to find a way to grow, impact it, and, you know, evolve.
I love it. Dean, I could talk to you for hours, and I definitely want a full, like, Dean business session with you, where we do like a version of what you are talking about in business mastery for people, because you have so much knowledge to share and so much you can give to people. But in the meantime, with Knowledge Broker Blueprint, if people want to either search like your wife did for that cure for eczema from an expert, or become the expert because they have overcome something like this and become the master at it, where do they go?
You know, you should go to deanstraining.com. The link is, it's a training with Tony and I. It's about a 90-minute training that describes everything we're doing. So that would be the best thing, is go to deanstraining.com. And Maria, I'd love to take you up on that. You know what Jenna did?
What?
And it was one of her top podcasts of all time. Is we did a 1 hour business coaching session on things she wanted to take in her business to another level, recorded it, made it a podcast, and it was so good. It was a coaching session.
No way.
It was so powerful. She loves it. I think we're going to do another one next month. So if you want to do one of those, we'll schedule. Just pick two things you want to work on in your business. And okay. Let's have a coaching session that becomes a podcast that'll serve everyone.
Heck yeah, I'm in. Thank you. You know what's so funny is I found her at some point, and she kept talking about her coach Dean, and I just kept having this weird feeling that it was you. And I was like, why do I think this random girl and Dean are connected? And then I figured it out.
Awesome girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she's great. So I would love that. Thank you. That is an amazing idea, an amazing gift, and I will definitely be taking you up on that. In the meantime, if you guys want to know more about Dean, you can go to deangraziosi.com. We'll put the link of that in the summary, as well as deanstraining.com, so that you can go check that out, and you can follow him on social media at Dean Graziosi. Dean, I love you.
Love you too, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. And when I'm back on the West Coast, we're going to road trip out that way. We'll like find one of those amazing spas in Arizona, and then we'll come visit you guys as well, because I would love that to catch up.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Dean. Isn't he amazing?
Oh, he's the best. I'm over here like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a compliment. He kind of reminds me of like my dad, and I'm close to my dad, but he's got a really warm way to be inspirational. He's got like a very Midwest energy, very brilliant. I love that episode.
It's like practical. I think, Jeff, like you're saying, it's like you want to listen to it. You want to listen to it, right? You want to take it and grow. It's like, yeah, okay, I can do that. It's not astronomical. It's not like, oh, go get that, go do this, you can reach for the stars. He's like, no, literally shift your mindset, right?
Yeah.
Focus on the fix.
Huge.
Huge.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Big fan.
So we will do an episode with Dean, and you will inadvertently get your lessons through me.
Love.
So thank you guys, as always, for joining us. If you haven't left a review on Apple Podcasts, we would be so grateful. We're trying to get to 1,000 very quickly. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram at Better Together with Maria. If you like today's episode, you can check out episode number 73 with Tony Robbins, Dean's business partner, of course, who always has incredible advice. Thank you guys, as always. You can follow us at Jeffrey Crane Graham, at Kelsmeyer too, of course, like I said, at Better Together with Maria. And remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.